Dear Helen. Last year we built a 38-meter-long planter of cement bricks, set against the back fence. Though the dimensions vary from section to section, the average width of the planter is 80 centimeters, with an average soil depth of 30 centimeters. The planter is exposed to a mix of sun and shade. I need some suggestions for plants that will grow 1 to 2 meters high, stay green all year round, are low maintenance and not invasive. I like lavender, geraniums, hardy fuchsias, and winter bloomers. I prefer not to grow heathers, hostas or rhododendrons. CM I can offer some suggestions from among plants that I consider lovely, easy growing, and neatly compact. Your local garden centers will be sources of further suggestions. As young shrubs and perennials are developing, you can fill in spaces between them with colorful annuals. One of the smaller weeping cutleaf Japanese maples would be a fine focal point in the planting. There are some compact enough for your planter, with green or red leaves. I've had one in a pot for years. They vary in their preferences for sun exposure. Check plant labels carefully. For sections with the most sun, lavender and other Mediterranean herbs, rosemary, thyme, sage, are good choices. Culinary forms of thyme and sage come in a variety of foliage colors. Lavender and rosemary bring fragrance and long flowering periods. Trailing rosemary would spill over the edge of the planter. Check Richter's.com to see the impressive range of varieties available in these herbs. Consider the ornamental grasses. They come in all sizes, and in varied leaf coloring. I'm fond of the sedges, Carex. Evergold is popular, and there are other low-growing, fountain-form sedges with lovely bronze foliage. You'll have many choices among hardy fuchsias, including ones with variegated and golden leaves. Epimedium, Bishop's Hat, is a tough perennial of year-round interest for shade to part sun. I trim away the decorative foliage in late winter to make way for a clear spring show of miniature columbine-like flowers, and new, young leaves. Among the hardy geraniums there are many varieties. Roseanne is an outstanding one. Look, too, among the bellflowers, Campanula, for a lovely show of summer flowers. Heliopsis, Lorraine Sunshine, bears impressive foliage in bright creamy yellow with dark green veining. The summer flowers are golden daisies. For year-round foliage color look among the coral bells, Heuchera. I've used them in winter hanging baskets. You'll find plants in darkest burgundy, rich plum purple, bright lime, apricot, silver and more. Himalayan Sweetbox, Sarcococca humilis, offers winter flowers with an intense perfume on a compact, arching evergreen shrub for a lightly shaded spot. Red or yellow twig dogwood shrubs would add upright colored stems to the planter display. The hellebores offer gorgeous winter flowers. Christmas rose, Helleborus niger, blooms in December and January. Lenten rose, H. hybridus, varieties bloom in late winter and spring. Winter pansies and primroses bring more flowers in winter and early spring, as will early bulb flowers like snowdrops, dwarf iris, iris reticulata, and crocuses. A selection of spring flowering bulbs planted among the shrubs and perennials would add further life and interest to the planter. Dear Helen, as a person new to Vancouver Island gardening, I am hoping to find a general guide to sources of information that might ease me into this different world. FN The closest I've come to a broadly helpful list of resources is at the bottom of the home page of the Victoria Horticultural Society website, vicortsociety.org. There, you'll be able to click on and access information on general resources, local garden centers and nurseries, local gardening groups, local public gardens, food growing in the city, seed sources, and more. Garden events, floral art. The Mid-Island Floral Art Club will meet on Thursday at 2 p.m. in St. Stephen's Church Hall, 150 Village Way in Qualicum Beach. The topic for the afternoon is learning floral structures. Guests are welcome. Information at mifaclub2000@gmail.com. Hardy Plant Photo Show. The Hardy Plant Group of the Victoria Horticultural Society will feature images of members' gardens at the meeting on Sunday, February 12, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. in the Horticulture Center of the Pacific, 505 Quail Road in Saanich. Photographer John Scratchley will present a short tutorial on how to take the best possible photos. All are welcome. Visitor drop-in fee $5. H. Chestnut at bcsupernet.com.